Action! What's going on? Yo, it's episode 6. Episode 6, Project One Dance Podcast. What is going on? My name is Josh, and with me is...
Ryan. My name's Ryan. That's me. I'm on this side. It's me.
This side.
And with us today, we have our very special guest.
Woohoo! Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, Wendy.
All right, so this is our second episode with Wendy as a guest. So this is, you know, she gets the first in first dress. Listen, okay, I messed up. All right, it's early. This is the first time we're actually recording one of these in the morning. So that's exciting. Wow. Thanks for waking up, everyone. We're here. We're tired, but we're awake.
Wow, that was such a smooth intro. It's almost like we did it so much a time before and so we messed up. Yeah. Like, as if we would do that. That's how smooth it was.
It was so smooth. So much more smooth. I mean...
Honestly, I'm pretty impressed with us doing that first try. Yeah.
First try. Good job, guys. Good job.
Just on top. Before we continue, for the next 9 weeks, I guess it's 8 weeks now, we're going to be interviewing each of the Project One members as one of the podcasts. Yes. So if you guys have any questions for our next guest, which will be Rob, because we're going backwards in the alphabet, you guys just leave those in the comments, any questions at all, and then we'll ask those to him next week. And also, one more thing, the Project One podcast YouTube channel is now live. So go and subscribe to that. That's where these podcasts are going to move to. So, so go subscribe to that. The podcast won't be on our YouTube channel just because we don't want to like clutter up the main channel. So, go subscribe to that.
Yes.
Yeah, we only have like 7 subscribers. Last time I checked.
It's okay. We'll get there. It's okay.
We'll get there. On the road to 1 million. We'll get
there. Exactly on that road. But yeah, so welcome everyone to episode 6. This is going to be Wendy's interview today.
Wow.
I think without further ado, let's just let's start this off. Wendy, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Just woke up, feeling fresh, feeling tired,
ready to start my day. Feeling tired, but still managed to do some makeup before the podcast. So dedication.
What do you mean? That's how she normally looks.
Completely natural, Josh, fresh, everything.
Don't expose
me. I'm not exposing
That's really
anyone.
Offensive. That's offensive, Josh.
sorry. I think we just really want to know a little bit about you, Wendy, and your dancing, career.
Mm-hmm.
Or career? We can call it career.
Story.
Quite a few years now. Yeah, your story.
My dancing story.
So, I think... What we want to ask you first was, how was it that you started dancing and when?
I started dancing about 2015 with Amanda and another friend of mine. We kind of discovered Project Beats through my sister, who was best friends with Lekana, who used to be an instructor there, and she knew Melissa and Izzy, so she had like these connections. So I kind of weaved my way in to taking classes that way. And that's basically how I started, through my sister.
Wow, okay.
What year was that?
Sorry, when did you start?
2015.
How many years ago was that then? It was 20, 5 years ago.
It's five years. What do you mean?
I don't know why that was so hard for me to figure out. Yeah, that was so hard for me to figure out. That's really cool. So you mentioned you started with Amanda. How did you two know each other back then?
So we went to preschool with each other, so we kind of knew each other like since forever. As like our parents used to be family friends as well. So like we had that good connection, but we kinda lost it in primary school a few years because I went to a different one. But then I moved to her primary school and then we reconnected.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys hate each other in primary school?
Primary. I think it was preschool.
Oh, oof. Okay. You hated...
I don't know. Like, I was that silent kid who didn't want to, like, speak and make friends. And she would always come up to me and be like, hey, do you want to play? And I'd be like, no, I just want to sit by myself. Yeah.
Wendy was not having it. She's like, no, I really don't. That's so funny. I don't know why, like, when you said, but then we kind of had a falling out. And I was like, uh-oh, are they about to say they're not friends anymore or something? And I freaked out, like, cut.
Why are you worried about that? You, like, what? You see them so regularly.
No, no, yeah. But you know I thought they were saying, like, it happened right now. And then she said primary school. And I was like, oh, that is in the past. But, yeah.
Wow. Yo, it's all good,
like,
now.
I thought you guys were best friends from, like, since childhood and just continued to be best friends.
Yeah, I think it was, like, a year or two that I didn't see her.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. Now I do.
Yeah.
Really am answering questions about when.
So, yeah, once you kind of started at PB, and then what kind of dance styles did you start with? And then what road did you go down to kind of lead you to now?
So I started with learning the hip-hop foundations, taking classes from Melissa, one of the instructors, and Jackson was teaching as well. So
I remember that.
Yeah. Do you remember the locking routine? Yeah. how long ago did I do that? I think I did that for about 3-4 years, and then I transitioned into popping. What style I'm doing right now.
Mm.
Yes.
So, okay, cool.
I've been doing that.
So you say you've been doing more popping recently.
Yes.
Can you just two years you've been doing that for now?
I think so, yeah, 2 years. Yeah.
Okay, what's been your most I wanna ask your favorite thing about learning popping?
favorite thing. I don't really know. I feel like just learning it, I kind of discovered how to use my body a bit more, like how to use like musicality and like accents and positions. Mm. Because before I didn't know what to do with my body. I was kind of like all over the place.
Wiggle Wendy.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah, that's actually really interesting. So popping was kind of like a way for you to train your control. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember like when you first started training popping, like seriously, I was like so inspired watching you, because you would like just be there and you would just drill, like your pops, and you'll just be like in the corner with your headphones in and just being like,
wow,
how's she do that? And then like,
I'm really going at it.
Because when you started, I was like, oh, her pops like aren't like super, super strong. And then like, what, not that far down the road, like just literally just, and then like,
just this.
I remember one day I saw you chuck a set, and I was like, oh my god. I was like, what the heck? Where did that power come from? And like, yeah. Just seeing you shoot up in popping skill has been like really, really cool to see. Yeah.
This is so wholesome.
Okay, Wendy, no tears. We know you're notorious for tears, but no tears. yeah, also awesome. So what I want to ask as well is, so you started dance 2015.
Mm-hmm.
How come you decided to join P1?
I guess at first it was just for fun, like doing dance, like as a hobby. And then I kind of wanted to take that next step to, I guess, like progress into progress with the crew, and that's where my mindset kind of went to, oh, like P1.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
So what was your audition process like for the group?
Oh, gosh. I was actually so nervous. I tried to make choreography, but it was horrible. I don't even know what I was doing. What was it? It was to Justin Bieber's song.
I think I was there. I saw that.
I remember this, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, which song was it? Which song? Oh, I can't remember, but didn't you and Amanda auditioned at the exact same time, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I think that was a couple months after, like, most of us had already joined. So I think Amanda and Wendy joined a couple months after everyone else.
Yeah. Also Andy as well.
Also Andy, yes.
Yeah, Andy first auditioned with us and then he couldn't do it. And then he auditioned again with Amanda and Wendy.
And now he's here. Now he's in.
Now he's here.
Yo.
So, I don't remember because, seeing... Just, because I was in PB, just a little bit before you guys. And seeing you guys come in, you and Amanda, I was like, wow. They seem cool. Wow. And then, seeing you guys come to audition and, doing those pieces, I was like, wow. I'm excited for new crewmates. Wow. I still remember that. Because that was at the old studio when, I think it was before it was painted.
That was back before we even painted the room.
Weird colors.
Yeah.
It was blue on the wall or something.
Blue
and pink.
Or green. Yeah. Green.
It was definitely not green.
It was really awkward colors.
How did you...
sorry, not green. It was, you're right, blue. turquoise.
I still remember that seeing you guys in auditioning and I was like, this is cool.
Definitely. And I definitely don't think P1 would be the same if Amanda and Wendy hadn't joined that little bit later as well, because without all of us here we wouldn't be who we are.
Yeah, it's
actually a little story. When the audition finished, I actually cried so much because I didn't think I'd made it in.
That's so Wendy though. Like, out of everyone in P1, Wendy cries the most. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be something not even that sad or sad at all.
Wendy has I would describe you as an empathetic. Yeah. So you're I think you're really sometimes kind to a fault. You're too kind sometimes. And I'm because you always try and see someone else's side and you always try and understand it and then you empathize with them and then you're oh, but guys, what if they're just feeling this? Or, what if this is happening? And then, if someone cries, you're also going to cry. Or, all that stuff as well. Yeah.
So,
When does a sympathetic cryer?
I think that's a really good quality, especially in our crew. Because, there's a few of us who are not as empathetic and not as kind. So... I think it's really nice having that other kindness.
Don't make me cry.
Oh no. Okay. No.
Oh no. Okay. Wait. Nah, but I agree with that. Wendy is very empathetic. Likes to put herself in other people's shoes, which is a really great trait, I think.
Compliments.
But yeah. So. I think. Watching Wendy dance in particular is really really inspirational because Wendy has come a long way. I do remember seeing her in those first few years and Wendy was still doing hip hop and it was good, she was really great at hip hop, and then she moved to popping and I remember going, popping for Wendy? Really? And I was like, what? But then watching her train and Wendy's training is like dedicated. Like she does not stop. And
it's the kind of training where it's like a lot of people don't see it until like she like blows up with skill, and then you're like,
oh. Yeah, yeah. They don't see it until she's like in a battle or something, or she throws a set, and then they're like, "What the heck, Wendy?"
Wendick.
And that's happened a lot. That's happened a lot. There's been a lot of times where Wendy's thrown a set, and everyone's been like, "What the heck, Wendy? What the heck?" But yeah, that's really great that you found something that you enjoy doing, Wendy.
You never know when it's coming. Yeah. Right now, it's Hot Takes with Ryan. Oh my god!
Hot Takes.
Whoa! You never know when it's coming. Hot Takes. It's Ryan. I'm here. All right. Okay. My hot take for this week. Pew 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 pew
pew.
Okay. Hot take is, even though Oggy and the Cockroaches has like 7.5 on IMDb, like, I don't think anyone actually liked that show.
Wait.
That's my hot take of the week. All right, thanks everyone.
Is that show that was like just two little cockroaches like on like a hot dog stand or something?
No, that's Erky and Perky.
That's Erky and Perky.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about.
Okay, cool. Hot take of the week. That was great. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for that. All right. Brilliant. Okay.
It's fine. I don't care about.
Oh, it dropped out. I'm lagging.
Oggy and the. I think Josh lagged out.
Yeah,
I'm lagging.
I was about to say, Wendy, do you want to talk about Oggy and the Cockroaches?
Hello.
I don't know what the cockroaches are. What?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello. Oggy,
you know, yes, yeah, we can kind of hear.
Okay, I think I'm back. All right. Oh my gosh. Wow, sorry about that. I think my Wi-Fi just literally just dropped out.
So like Oggy and the Cockroaches was about this cat called Oggy. And then there's three cockroaches who like live in the same house, and then they try and fight. Did you guys never watch that show?
Nope.
So I just missed all of that, but no.
And then like, hot take. Hot takes with Ryan.
Hot takes with Ryan.
Current issues.
Over, boom. Right. There we go. Hot take with Ryan.
Okay, guys. Okay, let's just move on.
We're going to move on. We're going to do a little bit of a lightning round of questions. So me and Ryan are going to throw questions at you, and you just got to try and answer them, like, quickly, but, like, good, you know? Like, good answers.
Quickly,
not just, like, one-word answers. Yeah, quickly, but goodly. Lightning, quickly, but goodly.
All right.
Is there time? Is that time? Okay.
Lightning round.
Why did you say wap-pa-pa-pa?
Because it was like, yeah. Okay, anyway. Lightning round. Yeah, cool. So, we'll kick this off. I'll go first. Wendy, what is your favorite color?
Blue. Okay.
What is your biggest fear?
I don't know. Spiders.
Was that goodly, though? Okay. Three dance inspirations of yours.
Project One.
Aww.
Project Beats.
Aww.
Derek.
Derek. Aww, that's cute. All
right. Who did you most dislike when you first joined P1?
What? Do I have to do that really?
I loved writing this question.
I don't know. I don't wanna like isolate someone out of it.
Spill
Can I
beans.
Say myself? Myself.
Spill beans. No, what?
No, just say someone. Doesn't matter. It was at the beginning. We know that you love all P1 members now.
Like I didn't know everyone well, so like I didn't really have someone to dislike.
Right. Was it Josh?
But I don't dislike anyone.
Was it me? It was me, wasn't it? It was me. Everyone hated me.
Okay, Josh, I'll say you because I don't know.
Yes! Yes! Okay. First impressions of Chip when meeting him.
Bro, I was terrified. That's it. Terrified.
Terrified. I think everyone was.
Next question. If you could master any one skill, what would it be and why?
Dancing? Yeah. Because I want to get good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty logical answer.
Okay, yeah.
That works, yeah. All right, Josh is lagging out. I'm going to say the next question.
Something. I jumped out again.
Oh.
I'm back.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this sucks right now. Sorry, guys. My connection is horrible.
That's okay.
That's okay. It's Australia's internet is not great.
It's not great. It's not the best right now.
Okay,
especially with everyone's
But you know what anyway, is great in Australia? Erky and Perky. A TV show about two insects that are far from a hot dog stand. And they're also Scottish, I think.
Okay. I think they are. Okay, back to the lightning questions. What are we up to? Which one are we up to?
Oh, here, I'll say it. Something you are doing right now that you think everyone else should try.
What am I doing right now? Right now?
Yeah,
or like just in life. In the moment? In
life. Just like not in,
right
in,
now.
In life.
Not right now, right now. In life.
Oh. I've been playing Animal Crossing, so everyone should get on board.
Okay, I'm going to go get Animal Crossing now. Simple as that. Here we go. Is it actually good, though? Like, there's been so much hype around it.
I love it, yeah.
It's very calming.
It's actually really good. Yeah.
It's like you just go around, you like shake your tree, get some sticks, sell some fish shells and stuff. Yeah.
Pay off your debts.
My favorite thing is like the like looks. Emotions, because like I like the clapping like one. They're like.
Okay, back to lightning. Back to lightning. Something that you want to achieve this year, like a goal for you.
I haven't thought this far in life, guys. This year. Enter more popping battles. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's
cool.
That's
my goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Was I supposed to have more?
You kind of ended it in like a question, enter more popping battles? And I was like, yes.
I guess that's... Actually, I also want to try a new style. Okay. Ryan just lagged out.
Oh, okay, I'll go on. Sorry. So, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why, Wendy?
I'd choose the power of healing because it's beneficial to everyone. And maybe I can heal myself.
Wendy is so nice.
Yeah.
What the heck? That's so sweet. Oh, we've lost Ryan. Okay, it's just me and Wendy now. So, that's so sweet, Wendy. Healing, that's a good power, I think. Being able to heal else. Being able to heal everyone else. Okay. Next question. We're coming up to the end now. What ethnicity / nationality are you? Let the viewers know.
So my ethnicity, I'm Vietnamese, but my nationality is Australian.
Here he is. He's back.
I'm back.
All right.
So wait, I missed the superpower.
One. Oh, her superpower was healing?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Because this is what she said. She said healing because it can help everyone.
Fits right in with Wendy's
personality. That's so wholesome.
You know, I was going to come here and roast you like I did with Zoe, but you know, I can't roast that, man.
can't roast a wholesome answer like that.
Can't roast kindness, man.
No. Yeah. Okay. Now, one hidden talent you have.
Sleeping really fast.
Yes.
Anywhere and anytime.
Oh my god. This is a big one. Especially at dance comps. Wendy always has the uncanny ability to fall asleep. No matter how loud the music's playing. No matter how many people are like...
Yeah.
Being around her. She can just like knock out like that. Honestly, like...
I think in one of the HHI vlogs... I think it might have been one of the HGI vlogs. We recorded Wendy falling asleep on the plane, and it took, a minute for her to fall asleep.
Legit. We had like, this.
We timed. How was that the second time? It took her to put her head down to close her eyes, it was like a minute.
Yeah, so me and Rob had this game that we played in America where it was how quick's Wendy gonna sleep? That was the jingle.
Hey.
Anyway, so we had that. So we timed from when we came on the airplane to the time we saw Wendy asleep. And I think the quickest it got down to was like a minute 24 seconds. Something like that.
I don't understand how though.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
it's
me
like
too, but
your body just goes, okay, it's time to sleep. And then just out.
Just shuts
just
down.
Out. Out.
I wish I had that power. Like, honestly. If you could teach that,
crazy.
Please.
Okay.
I want that.
Don't think
yeah, that'd be the best power ever. Power of sleep. Okay, and last question is just, what are your social medias?
So, on Instagram, it's... I'll just spell it out. It's NGUYWEN. Is that the...
Underscore.
And then, what else do I use? I use Facebook, but that's for, like, personal stuff, so...
Stay on Facebook.
So just Instagram.
Yeah.
I like how Ryan knew your tag better than you did.
Bro, yeah. Okay. It's hard when I can't see it in person.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that was lightning round. Something new me and Ryan decided to do.
Man, we're building... This
so
this
much.
Show is going to be all sound effects. It's just
going to
be... It's
going to be so
much
harder to edit now.
Just us being like... Pew, 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 pew.
Hot takes. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Great.
okay.
I just wanted to ask kind of a question before we get into comments. I kind of wanted to know a bit more about your dance kind of philosophy. So like what kind of ideas and I guess behind dance and how do you keep moving forward? Like as if like, what would be your golden rule, in a sense? Or, like, what's your... I don't know how else to... I do this a lot. I just forget what I'm saying. How to dance? How do you dance?
How do I dance?
I think I understand what you mean. So, like, it's kind of like your... It's like the rule that you follow always when
like,
you dance. It's like... It's written in your blood, basically.
I feel like it's just have fun.
Yeah. Just have... I'm not going to put text there, Wendy.
Oh, fine.
So now it just looks like you just did this.
That's fine, it's fine.
She was practicing her cutting.
Yeah. I feel like you can't really... Like, the purpose... of like starting off dance was to have fun, so I want to continue with that purpose.
Mm.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like above all else, things the really important thing with dancing, especially, is to have fun. You know, you're not dancing because I want to dance because I want to show off. I mean, some people might be that like that reason, but you know, at the end of the day,
I think
it's
a
really
lot of
important.
People actually start. Yeah.
Yeah, start with that reason.
Yeah.
And then, it's important to make sure that you're having fun. Because what's the point in doing something if you don't have fun?
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Facts.
I think, like, I've experienced that a bit too, where it's like, you kind of, when you're training so hard and, like, grinding and, like, trying to, you know, do these competitions, do this, do that, like, and... It's always this pursuit of like, oh, I have to get better. I have to get good. You know, I have to like be the best. But then like in the end, when you think about it, it's like, what is actually feeding you? Like what's feeding your happiness, your soul? Like what is that? And is it the competitions? Is it winning that? Because then maybe Like, maybe you're dancing for the wrong reason. Like, think about, like, if there was no competitions, if there was no battles, if there was nothing, would you still be dancing? Would you
continue?
That's something Buddha Stretch said, which was, really, really cool. Buddha Stretch is like a hip hop OG.
Mic drop. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's a good philosophy, Wendy. Make sure you're having fun. That's good. Yeah. Okay. So I think we only had a few comments on the last video, so I'll read them. First one was from Cal, and he just said loved it. Or her. Just said loved it. That's it. So
nice. Thank you.
Thanks. We're glad that you love it. Yeah, we love making them, I think. Do we, Ryan? Do we love making them?
Wait, you think?
You think?
Do we love making
now,
them?
Now I'm second guessing it.
No, we love making them. It's really fun. It's nice to, take a step away from all the dancing and other videos and just, have a chat, Have a good old chat.
Good old chat.
But yeah, thank you for your comment. So next is from res_q, so res q. they say so much fun, can't wait for the next podcast. Here it is right now in the making.
Wow.
Whoa.
These are such good responses to these questions. here it is.
Baba. But yeah, that was pretty much it. There was one more, but it was kind of a hate comment, so I'm not going to read it.
I'll read it, so read it. Let's deal with it.
Let's deal with it, okay.
Confront the hate.
So this person, I won't name them. This person says, please remove the reaction to BTS clips and dance practice.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
we apologize. If it's inconvenience to watch them.
We don't apologize.
Psych!
We can say and do what we want. We're big boys.
Big boys, okay? Big girls. You know how it is. And and actually, Rescue defended us and commented why. So.
Oh.
Where's your answer to that person, huh?
Maybe they're just like, I literally need you to do this. Maybe it's some like contrived reason that they this bit that is holding on the Google servers, maybe they could
access something that they couldn't before,
Their grandmother's photo on it,
maybe we should
delete it for that reason.
We should.
all right
comment guys, if you think we should right delete it.
No.
No, don't. Don't do that. But yeah, that was pretty much all of our comments from last week. What? We might have gone...
No 15,000 comments?
No 15,000 comments. Maybe it was too early. We posted this one a little bit later, but that's all good. But yeah, anyway.
If you guys want to ask us any questions in the future, make sure to leave a comment. And if you guys want, just leave like 12 comments. And also, like your name phonetically spelled.
Phonetically.
So we can
pronounce it correctly. So you don't end up with me going rescue. Rescue. But make sure you leave comments. If you have any questions for our next guest as well, or if you just have any questions that you want answered in general, we'll try to get around to answering all of our questions if we can. But yeah, I think that pretty much concludes our interview with Wendy today. So a very big thank you to Wendy for joining us today. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Josh and Ryan.
Woohoo! But yeah, if you want to follow us on Instagram, our Instagram tag is Ryan.
At Project One Official, and we're at Project One Official pretty much everywhere. Subscribe,
but yeah,
follow us. Make sure you go subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
Go subscribe to the new YouTube channel. That's where these podcasts are going to be integrated later on.
So, all the information is in the description, or you can just check like our channels in on the Project One channel, and it will be there as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wendy,
is there anything you want to say to our viewers before we depart?
Stay safe and wash your hands.
Very wise words. Okay, Wendy, do you remember? Do you remember the outro? Has she watched the episodes? Yes, she knows. Yes,
she got it. She knows.
Got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. So this has been Project One, and we are signing out. I feel like it's gonna be really
Total Drama Island. Total Drama Island, and also Prank Patrol and all these shows.
I do remember all those
shows. That's my next video. Secret. The next video is going to be so fun. All right, you ready? Get ready for it.